25-year-old Sam Aljundi of Atlanta is with a few dozen other demonstrators outside the Domestic South Terminal. He was born in the United States, but his parents are from Palestine. As cars whiz by, he holds up a sign that reads, "I am an American Muslim, and I come in peace." He says it's been a heartbreaking few days since immigration officials began enforcing President Trump's executive orders concerning refugees and immigrants.
It's the scariest thing of my 25 years of my life. I was raised to believe that America is land of the free. And for us to sit here and say that we're not allowed to allow refugees who need our help, it's a scary thing, especially being an American Muslim. Is it my turn? Am I going to be kicked out soon for being a Muslim?
A taxi driver spots his sign and gives him a thumbs up.
You know, that man gave me the kind of that I'm a Muslim too look, and kind of gave me that thank you. Thank you for doing, you know, what I might be scared to do. So it's reassuring.
Also reassuring, the support he's getting from people of other faiths.
This is what an immigrant looks like.
Show me what a Muslim looks like.
This is what a Muslim looks like.
Show me what.
More and more people begin to arrive. Bahar Maneshi is there with her mother. The two of them came to the U.S. from Iran in 2000. Maneshi says the last few days have been really tough for her family. She's thinking a lot about her father.
My father was a political prisoner in Iran, and he was executed in 1988 in a mass killing, actually, and he was buried in mass graves in Iran. But, I mean, he fought his life to stop racism and fascism, so I'm pretty sure he would be upset, and he would be here to protest this and to help other people like him.
Maneshi says she worries that with the travel ban in place, she won't be able to visit her father's grave in Iran.
No hate, no fear. Refugees are welcome here. No hate, no fear.
At its peak, the rally grew to somewhere between 5,000 to 7,000 people, according to the city of Atlanta. Towards the end, demonstrators demanded action from Mayor Kasim Reed.
Declare Atlanta a sanctuary city. Declare Atlanta a sanctuary city.
Inside, Mayor Reed told reporters that Atlanta has a long history of welcoming immigrants and refugees.
How are we arguing about sanctuary cities versus a welcoming city when there is a president that is talking about banning people from 7 countries? Our energy, our intensity, and our passion right now needs to be focused on standing up to what we believe is an illegal order and making sure that the courts strike the president's order down.
On Saturday, a federal judge in New York blocked part of the order. She ruled authorities cannot remove people from the 7 targeted countries who arrived in U.S. airports after the executive order was issued. Meanwhile, President Trump defended his executive order, saying it is not a Muslim ban or about religion. He says it's about terror and keeping the country safe. Since 9/11, there have been no fatal terrorist attacks on U.S. soil perpetuated by someone from one of the 7 countries on the ban list. Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, or Yemen. For GPB News, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.